Lunas and Aries, today is Answers to a Prayer. Welcome to episode 65 of the third season of Christo's Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Wednesday, November 25th, 2020. Aries Luna quintiles Capricorn Pluto in his wide-ass conjunction to Jupiter and Saturn, with their quintile to Aries Chiron and quincunx to the Gemini Dragon's Head at 1:22 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Things are actually starting to come into sharper focus, and elements of the COVID ordeal are starting to improve. The astrologic elements of it, at least. Expect an acceleration in global transitional activity as well as in personal transformative issues. We're all on our way somewhere else, and this moment of the zeitgeist tells us it's gonna be damned good. Luna conjuncts Chiron in his quincunx to Scorpio Venus and trine to Sagittarian Sol at 1:24 a.m. It's true, people are dying and suffering all sorts of indignities and difficulties. For sure, it's not a matter of justice or karma. One way or another, healing is still taking place, and this moment indicates that it too is accelerating. Luna quintiles Jupiter at 5:14 a.m. This, apparently, is the answer to a prayer. I'm not sure exactly how prayers and wishes differ, except they do. Live and learn. Luna quintiles the Dragon's Head in its quincunx to Scorpio Mercury and square to Piscean Neptune at 8:46 a.m. This is the answer to another prayer. It's the answer to the same prayer. It's just a different answer. And it's got to do with the future. Luna quintiles Saturn at 11:02 a.m. This is yet another answer to that same prayer. And it has to do with the past. Consider it a kind of cleaning and clearing up of what was pretty muddied and muddled. Chiron exactly quintiles Pluto in his waxing sextile to Mercury at 11:14 a.m. and maintains that exactitude for the next 10 minutes. I don't know what to say, except today must be extraordinarily special. Expect a very explicit temptation, and it's an offer that's too good to refuse. Venus, in her opposition to Taurian Uranus, reaches an exact quincunx to Chiron at 4:46 p.m. Some people are going to be annoyed by all of this global good fortune. It's definitely a case of sour grapes. Luna biquintiles Mercury at 8:47 p.m. You actually get to combine a prayer and a wish. And you can expect instant results. Whoa. Mercury reaches an exact quincunx to the Dragon's Head at 9:16 p.m. Yet more sour grapes. Can't be helped. There was just so much good stuff going on today, it had to offend everyone for whom it just doesn't apply. Luna conjuncts unaspected Mars at 11:40 p.m. Everyone's got the right to be pissed. Just don't let anyone's illegitimate anger get you down or get in your way. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty then. Ciao a tutti.